As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us now, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him for all eternity and show him how great is our love and our gratitude for all he has done for mankind thus far and all that his life and his love means as the illumining power of the cosmic Christ in the United States of America. And this hour, we place America in the heart of his plan. May his luminous presence empower never yet drawn to earth in the authority and cosmic command of the cosmic Christ, in the mighty I Am Presence, in the great central sun, wrap its flame about the United States of America and the blazing power of his heart, his hand, and his head, and his life stream be the commanding authority to compel peace maintained for our nation, our people, and our resources held always within the control of the Ascended Hope. Today we offer our beloved United States of America into his safekeeping and then ask him to speak the eternal fiat, I am the resurrection and the life of the United States of America out of the clutches of everything that is of war, and into the ascension of the Ascended Master's heart's flame, of that mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, until all stand ascended in. May the blazing sunshine presence of that mighty I Am in the great central sun descend into America and through the hearts of the people blaze its flame for eternity. Won't you be seated, please? My beloved brothers and sisters of light, ye who came forth from the heights of love, ye who are returning thence, I greet you in the name and authority of that love supreme from the great central sun, the beloved mighty I Am Presence of eternity, and enter in to that which shall possess the earth and remove all that has capacity to cast a shadow. In the cosmic command of the mighty I Am Presence, in the cosmic authority of love supreme, in the divine justice of eternal freedom to life, we enter in to the release of those powers of the sacred fire that are the reality of the universe and must now come into outer manifestation for the possession of the nation that is the heart of the world. May that power of the sacred fire, the angels of the sacred fire, become visible and tangible to all, and their power in the terrific manifestations of the great central sun be made manifest on earth. Great is the love and the peace and the authority of the cosmic law of the mighty I Am Presence, and that is the cosmic Christ to the earth. Therefore, I am become that law of freedom to the earth. I am become the cosmic law of peace divine. I am become the perfection of life supreme. Let mankind arise and become aware of the fiat of eternity. Mankind shall awaken from the dream of the senses and pass through the door, the open door of the sacred fire into the heart of freedom. Unto the beloved cosmic being, the mighty Saint Germain, who has taken the responsibility of cleansing the earth, may his cosmic authority become known throughout the planet and his cosmic love be that commanding presence to which all life must respond. The door is open this morning into those realms of the sacred fire whose manifestations shall descend into the atmosphere of earth and become more and more and more dominant in their authority of victory, in their authority of freedom, in the authority of their illumining love, into the victory of the cosmic Christ as it possesses all upon the earth in the future. There must be taken away from mankind all capacity and authority to any longer cause suffering or limitation to life. On the mighty activities of the sacred fire are the ways and means of the cosmic law in its action upon the structure of the earth and upon the atomic structure of mankind's bodies to compel obedience. Therefore, as you enter in with us to the full acceptance of the illumining Christ into the use of your unquestioned authority of the victorious Christ, by the command of that mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, shall you become master over conditions in the physical world. Give no quarter to the human. Resolve all things into the hands of the presence, and there abide, awaiting its orders, and you shall hear clearly the command for perfection. There must come those activities of the sacred fire that take away from mankind all a human authority, all capacity to any longer create that which has too long held domination over mankind. The awakening of the ages is at hand. The authority of cosmic action now moves in and the human shall be made to bow. Let there arise within your hearts the burst of flame of adoration to your beloved I Am presence, the burst of love to the glory and the great central sun, and the power of that illumining wisdom that comes into outer action to be in command of the forces of the physical world. Demand the victorious Christ accomplishment that compels the forces of the physical octave to become obedient to the great cosmic law of the mighty I Am Presence and remove all human law. It must come. And the power that can bring it is that activity of the sacred fire, the authority and life of eternal love. The immortal love from the great central sun sends its flame throughout the nation, and then it shall expand throughout the earth till all life beholds that which possesses all. Let the possession of all that is upon the earth pass into the heart of that sacred fire, which is alone immortal. Please remember, my loved ones, ye who have come the pathway of light with me for many centuries, remember, I am become the cosmic Christ. Therefore, when you visualize my luminous presence, gigantic in blue flame, in or around a condition, and then hold it there with conscious attention, demanding my presence, in full victory, I shall be there in that flame. I move here and there and everywhere in the power of the sacred fire. And I can send those flames forth, a replica of myself, to abide anywhere you call them forth, to anchor permanently the flame from our octave into the structure of earth until mankind are compelled to understand. Such must come, my beloved ones, for mankind cannot go on in the further degradation of the misuse of life's divine gifts. Therefore, fear not that is human. Call my luminous presence in blue flame to annihilate doubt and fear, and the door to freedom swings wide at your conscious call. Make that conscious call for your nation. And demand that the door of blue flame swings wide on those who have become depraved, pass through that door to remain in the blue flame until they become purified. The treason within the nation shall be annihilated, and that which is of tyrant power must be bound and consumed within the blue flame. Thank you, beloved ones. And as you are standing, remember my promise, my instruction that has come down through the centuries correct.
Ask the Father whatsoever ye will in my name, and he will give it to you. And therefore, ye who are the beloved of the light, fail not to use that call. Because the mighty I Am presence in the great central Son is the Father to whom I referred. And when you call in the name of the mighty I Am presence, for all that is of the human to be consumed, and you demand the purity of the cosmic Christ to possess your nation and all within it, it shall be done. And when you make your call for the legions of the sacred fire, the angels of sacred fire, to descend into a place where discord seems to be, make your demand in the name of the mighty I Am presence, and use my name if you choose, that the legions and angels of the sacred fire descend into a location and compel it to become the unfed flame of perfection from the great central Sun to abide for eternity. Demand in the name of the mighty I Am presence, the invincible cosmic Christ illumining purity of eternity, of immortality, in that blue flame to abide in full command. Give us these dynamic calls with all the love at your command, and you shall see manifestations enough of the sacred fire to prove the truth of my words this morning. Won't you be seated, please? Mankind is awakening, but not rapidly enough, to avoid further suffering, unless these things come to pass, to which I am calling your attention today. And dear ones, when men in positions of trust and authority wrangle and lie about their deeds, I say to you, demand the descent of the cosmic blue flame of illumining cosmic Christ truth and purity. Light that will forever reveal all, to come into the atmosphere where they abide and force them to tell the truth. Call my luminous presence there in living flame, demanding the cosmic Christ truth of illumining power of the cosmic Christ to become the authority in all positions, in the government or out, into every human being, and demand the illumining truth of the cosmic Christ and the cosmic angelic host of the sacred fire to enter in and shut off mankind's frightful dishonor to life, frightful misuse of the trust the people have placed in them, and the frightful debauch to which they would drive you if you do not use this authority to which I point your attention. In your own individual activities, from day to day, from hour to hour, abide within the illumining love of the cosmic Christ, my blue flame of immortality, my eternal authority of all perfection. on the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, the immortality of the universe, can, called into action in the physical world, make anything immortal that is of perfection. The truth of the illumining Christ is immortal. The love, the illumining love of the cosmic Christ, if you please, is immortal. Therefore, if conditions of the physical world that are but passing and here today and gone tomorrow are to be stabilized to hold perfection and protection for all that is constructive, you must call that which is immortal to hold possession there and forever rule in full victory. The world of mankind's outer activity is constant change. And therefore, it seems to me, you need the balancing force of our immortal control by the authority of light. And when you use that, in the name of the mighty I Am presence and the great central sun, your manifestations must correspond with the cause sent out. Issue the command, and we will fulfill. But when you command, hold the picture of that which you wish to be eternal. You must decide what you wish to bring into outer manifestation that is worthy of being sustained throughout eternity. And then, calling it into outer action by cosmic Christ command of that mighty I Am present in the great central sun, by the power of the illumining Christ, by the illumining love of immortality and its perfection in outer manifestation, command these things to be, and we will move them into the physical octave, for they are already in ours. Become acquainted with the legions of the sacred fire, and you shall know many things that mankind do not understand. The cosmic Christ legions of the sacred fire, the angels of the sacred fire, can draw the powers into outer physical action that will reveal the truth of the words I speak. They will reveal to you the manifestations for which you call, and then you must decide whether you wish those made permanent or not. But my dear ones, call forth with all your beings for the cosmic Christ legions of the sacred fire, the angels of immortal purity, to blaze their flame through everything within the nation that is of the filth of the sinister force. Demand that filth be removed. Demand its annihilation with the conscious call that you forbid it to touch any other part of life. And you shall see the clouds under which the sinister force has hidden swept aside, and the frightful conditions of the sinister force be revealed that they may no longer hide and deceive mankind. And then we shall see whether the blue flame is their master in outer physical action. Too long already have individuals with wrong motives been allowed to dishonor God by their frightful impurity? If even you, just a handful within your nation, demand that the immortal purity of the illumining Christ, the immortal love and wisdom of cosmic Christ power, in the authority and conscious command of the mighty I Am present in the great central sun, be now the authority in your government, be now the control of your people, be now the owners of your resources, be now the protection of you all. It shall be so in outer manifestation. Thank you, my loved ones, and while you are yet standing, I wish you to hear these words. Mankind must now decide, and you, from hour to hour, from moment to moment, whether you wish to demand the immortal purity and of perfection and its great loving happiness of joyous, victorious, immortal accomplishment in the authority and flame of the cosmic Christ, or whether they wish to go the way of the outer world's sinister activities to greater and greater and greater torture until they return to this which is immortal. From hour to hour, from moment to moment, must you decide from today whether you wish our immortality of love and purity and perfection and boundless supply, or whether you decide to join the throngs that must be swept into the flames until they are purified. Of your own free will, not through fear, not through desire for reward, but through your own choice and free will, must you decide from hour to hour, from moment to moment, whether you want our immortality of cosmic love and the authority of the illumining Christ to possess you and your worlds and be that to which you give your energy, or you must go the way of that which can but suffer until it returns to our purity. No longer are conditions going to be allowed to go into deeper and deeper inroads upon the constructive people within the nation if they will turn to God and call forth this mighty power of the I Am presence of immortal purity and the illumining love of the cosmic Christ to possess them into its heart until they honor the source from whence they receive all good. Purity alone is a passport to the immortality of perfection. So as we enter in to the next release of the cosmic light which has already begun. I ask you to accept each day and give conscious recognition each day that I am the resurrection and the life of all in my being and world, into the immortality and the illumining love of the cosmic Christ, and I am its victorious flame in eternal freedom. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Be no part of anything that would lower the standard of anything you do. Perfection is your day star, the illumining love of the cosmic Christ is the pathway and the power by which that star leads you onward. And wherever you go, the immortal perfection of eternity becomes manifested where you pass by. This power is not likely to be cast aside. These words should never be forgotten. The authority of the great central sun magnet to draw you forward into this magnificent perfection should be the most irresistible force in your life. And then will you know how great is the love of your presence. That precious, beloved flame from the great central sun, who throughout century upon century has poured you its divinest gifts, and you have decided to go and use them as you chose. Today, the door of return to the Master's house is opened again, and the love should call you home to that which is eternal happiness. Then will your mastery, by the conscious command of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, become manifest through your physical forms as dominion over conditions in the physical world. Then you can make eternal, you can make immortal whatever perfection you draw forth. But you must command it. You must decide. We are ready to make perfection immortal anytime and anywhere you desire. Is that not a divine promise? Is there any greater gift we could offer? Whatever perfection you desire to bring forth, we, by the conscious direction of this blue flame, can cause that manifestation to remain for eternity. Dear ones, if the great power of life's beauty and perfection could maintain the conditions, for instance, in the Carlsbad Caverns for over 1,000,000 years, if it could sustain that beauty and that manifestation for 1,000,000 years, it could sustain it for eternity. That was drawn forth little by little, but its beauty, with very little change, has continued to increase, and they haven't found but a very small portion of that which actually exists. The handiwork of the Lord, the Mahachohan, those great beings who serve with him, is beautiful in the extreme. You know not the Lord, the Mahachohan, or you would worship almost the very grass you tread upon. Your homes, your buildings, your cells, you should be flooded with flowers and fragrance whose health-giving powers would be indescribable in their immortal perfection and the beauty they could bestow upon you. The Lord, the Mahachohan, loves to give. His gifts are so often ignored. But he goes on. He does not let mankind's discord and impurity prevent him from giving more. Neither should you. If someone does something wrong, that's no reason why you shouldn't go forth and pour forth more right. I wish you to think deeply upon this today and call forth the full illumining love, the full illumining wisdom, and the full illumining power of the most victorious cosmic Christ accomplishment that has ever come to earth. And demand it made immortal by cosmic Christ's command of the mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. And you shall be the happiest people of earth. On the earth, your powers of your own blessed presence shall come forth into the outer to enable you to do things which will increase your joy to the place that is indescribable. Your happiness will know no bounds because you are flooding forth the immortal, infinite happiness from our octave to fill your world. Therefore, you would have to live in your world of that which you draw forth. How can you lose by service to life? How can you lose by giving love and giving and giving and giving that which brings immortal perfection to all to whom you give it? The more you would use that, my dear ones, the more you yourselves would become it. The more you become it, the more you have to give out. And you will not concern yourselves with anyone's imperfections. Don't do that, please. Please call forth these joys, these blessings, these gifts, these powers of the illumining Christ that we are waiting to bestow upon you. For we wish to clothe you, the beloved I Am students, in mantles of power that the rest of mankind as yet cannot have because they have not purified themselves enough to use those powers safely. But when you call forth all the secret powers, or the secrets and the illumining powers of your mighty I Am Presence to produce immortal perfection, who is there to say you nay? Who that is an ascended being or a cosmic being would ever say no to you? The cosmic law will not say no. Your presence will not say no, because that is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And against that, what is the human authority of discord and limitation? How much authority has that over your conscious command? Oh, don't yield to these human limitations longer. My dear ones, come through the open door I have promised you through the centuries and have this we have offered so long. precious ones, thank you with all my heart's love that you want to come my way. And do not fail to demand and command and acknowledge and accept that I am the immortal perfection of the illumining Christ by the cosmic command of love from the great central sun, the mighty I Am presence that is all authority. Acknowledge this, my precious ones, and see what the law will do for you. See how much the presence loves you, and give us a chance to prove in outer manifestation the reality of our gifts and our willingness to give you all you love to have. Oh, to be seated, please. Now, as we move forward, demanding the immortal perfection of the sacred fire to now become the physical octave by your own life's authority of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, will you find your accomplishments in the physical octave coming forth almost in a breath? They will come more rapidly, they will come with joyous ease, and the struggle of the yesterdays shall be no more. I invite you to bring our way of life into a physical world that is crying in the agony of its own choice. Be no longer a part of it, and allow nothing to connect with your world that would allow those outer limitations to any longer have your energy. Such is my message to you today. And as you acknowledge, I am the resurrection and the life of the immortal perfection and the illumining love of the cosmic Christ of my own beloved mighty I Am presence. And I now manifest this into utter physical form, into the physical world, to be sustained and immortal for eternity. Then will you know how we love you. Only then will you value the gift we have given. Only then will you know how hard we have tried to bring you to this acceptance. Demand the immortal balance in all things that you do. Demand the boundless love from the great central sun that gives you all that is required to hold perfect balance everywhere in the physical world, and command that to be made immortal by the illumining Christ, the mighty I Am in the great central sun. Fear nobody in the physical octave. Why these people, my dear ones, are trying to hold others under their domination through fear are as helpless as a feather in a gust of wind before this my command today. Take your immortal freedom and demand its manifestations. Hold your victory in the physical world, and all that is human must bow. I give you my promise today. I gave you my promise centuries agone. I hold to you my promise of eternity. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart's love. And I shall keep my promise. I have kept it many times. I shall always keep every promise I have made to life. And you are surely life. I said I would come again. I said I am with you always. And I have come to thousands through the centuries since my ascension. I am ready to come to thousands. I am ready to come to all. And believe me, the hour strikes when, if enough will visualize my luminous presence in the light alone, I will be there until the hour when the cosmic law commands my return in the visible, tangible body before all mankind. In that authority and power, none will ever be able to deny. Thank you, precious ones. And I told you, I am with you always. And my love, which is my flame of immortality, is with you always. Therefore, my help to you is immortal. Will you remember that? Will you remember that so it may expand the boundless powers of your own blessed I Am presence? Come forth into the outer now, and let us go forward and set into divine order the people, the activities in America, and let the people see again the light that through the centuries they know in their own feeling world is not only their master, but is the only help on the only conditions of perfection. So, when I said, with my love I clothe you, with my light I clothe you, with my energy I sustain you, with my love I enfold you, that you may go forth dauntless in your quest for happiness. I could have just as well said, my love of eternity is the immortality of the happiness I offer to you. And as I clothe you in its flame, you cannot escape. May we go forward to its glorious freedom. And as a dazzling sun, shed our radiance over the nation, and be no part any longer of anything that is of the shadows. From hour to hour, from moment to moment, must you decide if my love is enough for you. Thank you, and with all that love can give, which is the immortality of ever-expanding perfection, in the supreme authority of the mighty I Am presence, I shall speak the command, the great command, for your return to the heart of the flame from whence you came, on the victory, on the freedom, on the love I give. I want you to outpicture, shall now abide with its immortal blessings to clothe you as you go forward in the heart of its blazing presence on the pathway of its light, lead you onward to the highest attainment you could ever
desire until your ascension. Thank you. I bid you adieu. Won't you be seated? Beloved Master Jesus, in all the love and gratitude at our command for all eternity, do we love you and praise you and bless you. Ever hold closer and closer to us these great flames of immortal perfection. And so let that become our world of action. And we are at all times the light of our own worlds, and our pathway, the love of your heart, takes us forward with no delay and no obstruction and no shadow ever again. Touch the life streams of those under this radiation, and especially those we hold near and dear, and all who call to us for help and protection, until wherever we abide, we are the sunshine presence of your immortal love, and the illumining Christ takes its eternal dominion everywhere. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such overwhelming love and miracles and victories of the invincible presence of a cosmic Christ, and that immortal love of such protection as only the great ones know how to give. And we go forth, clothed in its power, to set all free and quickly. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in whatever you know will enable us to go forward and manifest this quickly and bring that perfection into the hour which is to remain forever. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Jesus. Thank you, beloved Saint Germain and Nada and the great divine director and all the great ones for all eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we ask you to enfold us all and seal every person, place, condition, thing in this radiation in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Make it so blazing the human cannot exist within and dare not approach from without. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with that sevenfold flame without, until wherever we move, thy immortal perfection takes its dominion in us and blazes through us and holds possession of all wherever we abide until all becomes the divine plan of the ascended masters fulfilled their way in all outer manifestation for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of the immortal perfection of the illumining Christ, and may its illumining love still every discord and consume it before it can approach. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of all in this radiation. Keep it expanding in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light, especially all that is of war and all impurity. And replace that with the immortal flame of cosmic Christ purity and its illumining love to possess us all until all stand ascended and free. Make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we stand shoulder to shoulder with Saint Germain, Jesus, and Daddy, mighty victory, and all the great ones, until wherever we move, their presence takes command and holds perfection for eternity. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the illumining love of the cosmic Christ, and all the legions of the angels of the sacred fire to come forth quickly in through and around those under this radiation and bring forth such perfection as shall be sustained for eternity and bring the ascended master's octave into full manifestation here.